Hey everyone, welcome back to the channel. Today, we're diving deep into a comprehensive analysis of Endeavour Silver Corp, ticker EXK, a player in the silver mining space that's been catching a lot of attention lately. Whether you're a seasoned investor or just curious about the precious metals market, stick around because we're breaking down everything from financials to future potential. Let's get started. So first off, why are we talking about Endeavour Silver? Well, this company operates in the volatile but often rewarding world of silver and gold mining, and with metal prices showing some serious movement lately, it's a stock worth exploring. Based out of Vancouver, Canada, Endeavour has been in the game for decades, focusing on mining operations primarily in Mexico. We're going to unpack their performance, their projects, and whether this stock deserves a spot in your portfolio. Let's start with a quick intro who Endeavour Silver is. Founded back in 1981 and rebranded to its current name in 2004, Endeavour is a mid-tier silver mining company. They're engaged in everything from exploration to extraction and refining, with key operations in Mexico, including their flagship Guanacevi mine and the developing Terronera project. They've got a workforce of over 1,500 employees and are listed on both the NYSE and TSX under the ticker EXK. Their focus is on silver, which makes up a big chunk of their production, alongside some gold as a nice bonus. With a market cap sitting around $2.4 billion and a current stock price of about $8.24, they're not a giant, but they've got a solid footprint in the industry. Now let's talk numbers, starting with their revenue. For the full year 2024, Endeavour Silver pulled in about $217.6 million in revenue, which is a slight increase from $205.5 million in 2023. Breaking it down, a significant portion comes from concentrate sales, totaling around $71.1 million in 2024. However, they did take a small hit from provisional pricing adjustments, which shaved off about $776,000. Still, the overall trend shows they're maintaining revenue growth, even if it's not explosive, which is something to keep an eye on in a commodity-driven business like this where prices can swing wildly. The focus on silver, with some gold exposure, gives them a bit of a hedge in single metal risk, but they're still heavily tied to market prices for precious metals. Moving on to earnings, let's see how profitable they've been. In their latest Q4 report for 2024, Endeavour posted earnings of $0.00 per share, which unfortunately missed the consensus estimate of 0.3 cents. That's flat compared to the same quarter last year, but for the full year, things look a bit rougher. Net income for 2024 took a dive to a loss of $31.5 million, or negative 0.3 cents per share, compared to a profit of $6.1 million, or 3 per share in 2023. That's a significant swing, and it signals some operational or cost challenges we'll dig into later. On the bright side, their EBITDA for the year was still positive at $10 million, though it's down sharply from $47.9 million in 2023. Clearly, 2024 was a tough year for profitability, and investors will want to know if this is a blip or a trend. Now, let's take a closer look at what management had to say during their 2024 year-end earnings call. They acknowledged the revenue of $218 million, but pointed out the net loss was driven by higher costs and some operational hiccups at their mines. They're pretty optimistic about the Terronera project, which is slated to ramp up in the coming years and could be a game-changer for production capacity. Management also highlighted their focus on cost control moving forward, especially with inflation still biting into margins across the industry. They seem confident about the outlook for silver and gold prices, which could provide a tailwind if market conditions align. Overall, the tone was cautious but forward-looking, with a clear emphasis on getting Terronera online and managing expenses. Let's dive into the financial statements for a broader picture. On the balance sheet, Endeavour's total assets as of 2025 year-end stand at a hefty $1.23 billion, up significantly from $719 million in 2024, which likely reflects investments in projects like Terronera. Cash and equivalents are strong at $215 million, a big jump from $106 million the prior year, giving them a decent liquidity cushion with a current ratio of 1.53. However, total liabilities have also risen to $655 million from $235 million, and their debt-to-equity ratio sits at 0.42, which isn't alarming, but shows they're taking on more leverage. Looking at the income statement again, gross profit for 2024 was $42 million, but that net loss of $31.5 million stings, especially with a negative return on equity of 23%. Cash flow-wise, they generated $55.6 million from operations in 2025, but free cash flow remains negative due to heavy capital expenditures of $172 million. They're investing for growth, no doubt, but it's eating into short-term cash. So what's the stock worth? Let's talk valuation. Right now, Endeavor Silver's price-to-sales ratio is around 5.27, which is on the higher side for a mining company, suggesting the market is pricing in some serious growth expectations. However, with a price-to-earnings ratio of negative 20.4 due to the recent losses, it's tough to gauge on a traditional earnings basis. Looking at forward PE estimates, analysts are projecting a ratio of 16.53 for 2026, dropping to 13.15 by 2027, which indicates expectations of profitability returning. Compared to the industry average PE of about 31.5 for other precious metals companies, EXK could look undervalued if they turn things around. Enterprise value is $2.47 billion, and with a beta of 2.29, this stock is definitely more volatile than the market, so it's not for the faint of heart. All right, let's break down Endeavor Silver with a SWOT analysis to see the big picture. Starting with strengths, their $218 million revenue in 2024 shows they've got a solid operational base, and their cash position of $215 million gives them flexibility. Their focus on silver, with growing demand in industrial and investment markets, is a plus. Weaknesses, though. That net loss of $31.5 million in 2024 raises red flags about cost control and operational efficiency. They're also heavily exposed to commodity price swings. On the opportunity side, the Terronera project could significantly boost production if executed well, and rising silver prices could supercharge their top line. Threats include ongoing inflation pressures on mining costs and geopolitical risks in Mexico, where their operations are concentrated. Plus, competition in the precious metals space is fierce, and they'll need to keep up. Let's take a look at recent performance on the charts. Endeavor Silver stock has been on a tear lately, up 13.97% in the past week alone, 82.32% over the last 3 months, and a staggering 209.11% over the past year. That's massive outperformance compared to the broader basic materials sector, which is up 77.3% over the same period. Over 5 years, EXK is up 90.68%, which isn't bad but shows some inconsistency. Looking at the price action, the stock seems to be riding a strong uptrend, likely fueled by rising silver prices and investor interest in precious metals as a hedge against uncertainty. If you're considering a short-term move, there's momentum here, but with a beta of 229, expect some wild swings. Support seems to be forming around the $7.50 level, with resistance near $9, something to watch. So, what's the final verdict on Endeavor Silver? Look, this is a stock with a lot of potential, but also some real risks. Their operational base is solid, and projects like Terronera could be transformative if they execute well. However, the recent net loss and negative free cash flow show they've got work to do on the cost side. The stock's incredible run-up over the past year makes it tempting, but with high volatility, it's not a set-it-and-forget-it kind of investment. If you're bullish on silver prices and believe in their growth story, EXK could be worth a closer look, but I'd keep position sizing in check. What do you think? Are you buying, holding, or passing on Endeavor Silver? Drop your thoughts in the comments below, and don't forget to like and subscribe for more deep dives like this. See you in the next video.